Welcome to the Current Digital podcast. It is called All Right. It is a comedy podcast featuring three of the most unfunny people in the world.
I'm number one.
James Daly from Great Britain, which is also the UK. He just
That's our talking point today.
No, it's definitely not. No one gives a shit.
That's how we're starting. So let's find out who else is here.
And then we have Gabriel Gabe Carey.
From East Guam.
Yeah, from what?
East Guam.
East Guam?
Yeah.
West Guam is like so played out.
Alright, and then
it's too mainstream.
And then we have Dennis McCarson, and he's from South Africa.
Good.
Everybody, good. Speaking of geography, I just found out, this is true, I just found out that Dennis was going to order Amiibos to my house because he couldn't have them shipped to him. And I said, oh yeah, well, I live, you know, blah, 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 United Kingdom, yeah, or UK for sure. He just said to me now, hey, I was going to have some Amiibos ordered to your house, but they wouldn't deliver to United Kingdom. They'd deliver to Great Britain and everywhere else, but they wouldn't deliver to... They're the same place.
I did not know. I
typical American ignorance.
No, it's not typical American. Yeah, it's typical South African ignorance. It's not my fault.
That's like going, they don't deliver to the USA, just the United States, wherever that is.
Okay.
That's the exact same thing. That's what you've done. You belittle all my people.
Listen.
Mainly me.
Your people are already little.
Oh.
Well, I'm the tallest person in this podcast. So.
I can honestly say that I've never wanted to, ever, of all the places in the world, if someone were like, hey, I have two tickets to go to the UK, or in other layman terms, Great Britain, do you want the tickets? I would take the tickets and burn them. That's how much I don't want to go there.
You burn them, you release... You know, you release noxious gas into the environment, damage the ozone to prove a point that you don't want to go to.
You know what? In fact, I would take the tickets to Great Britain and then burn them there so that the gas is in Great Britain. Because fuck you guys.
But you just use the ticket.
How far away are you from Amsterdam?
You have to swim to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam?
I would swim to Amsterdam. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I personally, no. I've been invited, but I've never gone.
I go twice a week.
Who invited you? The king of Amsterdam? He's like, get James Daly on the phone. I need him in Amsterdam now.
Yeah, that was it. No, like, a lot of my friends sort of go, let's go for a weekend in Amsterdam. And I'm like, okay, but I'm fine.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
It's just not my kind of thing. Like, I'm off to Spain in a couple of weeks.
Why?
Because I'm in Barcelona for a couple of days. No, that's it, yeah. I'm going all the way to Barcelona.
Do they speak English in Spain?
In Barcelona they do. Barcelona's a bit like... It's like London and New York in that it's really cosmopolitan and yeah, everybody from everywhere lives there, so English is spoken more than Spanish most of the time.
Gotcha.
In that the tourist bits, I mean. Yeah, it's going to be quite cool.
Yeah, I don't care.
How tall are you, James?
I'm 6'1".
No way! Really?
Completely tall.
Yeah, I just look small because I saw it this whole time.
You must have a massive dong.
It's quite sizable.
What's
size?
It's my daily dosage.
Oh.
What's the actual size?
Of my penis.
Say the actual size, and we will we're edited out of the podcast, and we'll just put it in a different number.
I have honestly never measured my penis.
That is a lie. You may have never measured it with a ruler, but you definitely have with other objects.
More like just some fruit lying around.
No, like
how many iPhones is my penis?
I've done it. I've done it with a Game Boy Advance and a Wiimote.
What are we talking here? Are we talking width or length? What are we talking here?
Length. Just, it gives, like, it gives them, like, an example to go off of.
So what, you're, like, up to the A button on a Wiimote?
It doesn't. All they need to know is like, wait, oh, when I have this thing in my.
Are we including Motion Plus?
No.
Is this you?
No, I'm not saying that they're the same size. I'm just saying, like, if you have size comparison, you're like, oh, it's this much bigger than a Wiimote.
Not how you look.
Right, like, their thing, and then it's subtle. It, like, subconsciously, they start thinking, like, they start thinking about how much fun they've had with something like that in their hands, and they're like, oh my god, that might be just as fun. It's very disappointing.
If you're that big, then I am probably that big.
And that wide?
None took it out.
You have the...
Actually, I am the size of a AA battery.
Are they different sizes in your country? Okay, they're not.
What we're talking here. On a good day.
I'm being serious.
I'm sorry. Right. I'll ask the next question.
How about you have measured it. Stop lying. How about you throw out three numbers?
Someone has measured it.
Throw out three numbers, and then the audience and Gabe and I can just guess within our heads.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Is this in meters?
centimeters.
I don't.
Millimeters.
Oh God, I don't know.
I don't know how to measure millimeters.
I don't know what that is.
Millimeters. Okay, so you know what a centimeter is.
Do we have to do it in yards?
That's right, yes. A centimeter, like, 100 centimeters make up a meter. So that's that.
That sounds so much easier.
You get about 10 millimeters in a centimeter.
That sounds so much easier than our method.
Yards and stuff.
Yeah. But,
we have yards too. We have yards and miles too.
Yeah, but isn't a meter stick...
We also have centimeters.
Isn't a meter stick almost the same size as a yardstick?
Right, isn't it like a yard is like 3.3 meters or something?
I don't know. A yard is 3 feet.
Yes.
But a yard is 3 feet, and 3 feet is 12 inches, which is about 36 centimeters. So, yeah.
Oh my god, math.
What?
There we go. This is what people are listening to right now. James's penis size is going to the measurement of yards. So I'm just going to let all the women in the world listen to this.
You brought us back. Just throw out three numbers.
Okay, I will give you these three numbers.
And do it in 12, inches, because I'm not, it's not 12 inches. That's 12, a foot. 12,
1,
uh-huh.
And 28,000.
Well, 28, it's...
1,000.
Is this in what millimeters? How, this is in millimeters?
Well, the 12 is in inches, the 1 is in millimeters, and the 28,000 is in gallons.
Definitely the third one.
Right.
One is the width,
one is the length, and one is how much semen you currently have in your balls.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll go for that. Yeah. So the width is 12.
Speaking of, what do you honestly? No jokes aside, what do you honestly think Dwayne the Rock Johnson's dick size is?
It's whatever size he wants it to be.
No, I'm being serious. Do not play games right now, James.
It transcends time and space.
I would say 11 and a half inches. But the girth? Are you kidding me?
It's like... iPhones. This is an audio podcast. For some people.
Anyway,
look of a superhero while you're talking about the
I
Rock.
I bet he has 9 inches long, but the girth is probably like 4 tubes of toothpaste.
Do you think whenever he's like sexually aroused, he says like I'm me hard instead of rock hard?
Ah.
Do you think he does that?
No, I don't think so.
If he's enticing a woman, he'll say she wants the D, by which I mean Dwayne.
You know what would sell super
That's
well?
That's why we call it the D.
Dwayne.
It's our Dwayne.
Dwayne Johnson Dwayne condoms.
How would you say that?
We would call them Dwayne the Cock condoms.
Oh, yes.
Did you know like a British band is called JLS? You ever heard Lem?
Yes, the wait. Yeah. Is that a video game? No, LJS was a video game company.
No, JLS like a really bad like British boy, but they weren't bad, but I didn't really like them. A British boy band. And
I've never heard of condoms.
But they were on the face of condoms. Like, you can Google it. JLS condoms.
Wait, what do you call them?
JLS. It's like,
no, J- no, the J- other thing.
L-L-L. What, condoms?
Oh, that sounds weird.
Yeah, no, you say condoms, and we say condoms. Rubbers.
I call them, you know what, I call them pointless. That's what I call them.
you just like to gamble.
Absolutely. My perfect woman would have a craps board on her stomach. That's how much I like to gamble.
When you get to the point where the podcast is beyond salvageable.
And then the number or like a roulette board, and then when I pull out for the money shot, I have to hit like I choose my number and she spins it, and if I get the or I pick up my color and if I get the color right, she's not pregnant. That would be my dream girl.
I don't even know.
What sounds like safe that. Sex.
That's the safest sex.
You did say that you like to take a lot of risks for interesting stories.
Oh, yeah. Every word. Trust me, the biggest risk you can take is having a baby and then leaving it somewhere.
This was all the establishment. When we went downstairs again.
Shut the fuck up, James.
James. This is why no one likes you already. And you lost the Civil War.
Ray said hi as the two odious casts.
Shut the up. Look,
all right, you're talking about penises and, like, making targets on, like, women for, well, let's just say...
And men.
I am reading out now. In that moment, I am reading Great Expectations, because that's what I had for this podcast. I had Great Expectations. Now I have nothing.
Did that say Charles Dickens and not Charles Dwayneson's?
Dwayneson!
That's right, yeah. Charles the Rock Dickens.
I think there's a typo.
Yeah. Speaking of, I actually went and saw Furious 7. Just the other day.
I'm going to see it in a few days.
Okay. As an adult man who... Okay, so I didn't even watch the Fast and Furious series until number 5. Number 5 was released on, like, DVD, and that's when I started watching them. And I watched them all in one day, like a marathon of all 5 movies, and fell in love with the series. And so then when 6 came out, I didn't get to go to the theaters. I was going to go with someone, but then I didn't. So I had to wait, but I went and saw Furious 7, and for those who don't know, like, I absolutely love, like, really, like, things that do not make sense and either piss people off or just are ridiculous. Think of Kanye West, Riff Raff, and the Fast and Furious series. They're, like, my favorite things. Oh, and Entourage. I just started watching Entourage. As soon as I turned it on, I'm like, this is the douchiest, worst thing I've ever seen. Because it's literally Mark Wahlberg, the TV show.
Yeah.
Entourage. I remember seeing Entourage a while ago, and I thought, this is the sort of thing Dennis would watch.
It's amazing! There's no reason or logic to what they do other than, let's just be terrible people, and I love it. It's like the greatest train wreck to watch. I was all in when Charlie Sheen went loco on the news. I was about to get a Charlie Sheen like tattoo right on my chest. That's how much I was in love with it. Anyway, Furious 7, I am so in love with these movies. If you're watching the actual podcast and not the just listening, I have a Furious 7 cup. I don't even drink soda. I spent $17 on this.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's actually fantastic.
You could only get it by getting the large soda with the large popcorn. I gave the popcorn away. I didn't need it. I'm actually trying to eat healthy. But I wanted a cup that had these characters on it.
You can put kale in it.
What?
Yeah.
kale?
Yeah, no, that doesn't go in my... The only thing I put in this cup is fish, like raw fish.
Okay.
How do you get it out again?
I drink it.
It's a fish.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, So, this Furious 7, James, you will cry. Like, as an adult man, yeah. I was like, I don't see what's wrong. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but obviously we know that Paul Walker is dead. Rest in peace. Badly.
What? Yes, spoilers.
And every time you see him in the movie, you start to get a little sad.
Yeah.
Because Paul Walker's like, one last time, and you're like, it really is this one last time! Like every single time he would say something like that. And then the final scene of the movie was shot using, like, CGI and, like, his brothers and everything.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Like, Vin Diesel talking over it. And it's, like, the saddest thing you will ever see. I could, watch my mother die and not be as sad as when I left that movie.
Oh, my God.
It was
hard. I'm sure she'll love this.
Because here's the thing, if I'm watching my mother die, I don't hear Vin Diesel also talking about it. That was the problem. If Vin Diesel was right behind me when my mother died and he was like, that's when I knew we were going to take different paths forever. I'm like, Vin! That's when I would start crying. But if he's not there, not really.
Yeah. Do you have to see the other movies to understand what's happening?
Nope, you don't have to. You don't even have to see. I went to the bathroom multiple times during that movie. It does not matter. It just every time you walk in, they're like, "Oh, they're driving a car worth a couple of $1 million through skyscrapers." Okay, and then you go back, and it's every single scene is either boobs, ass, or cars going through stuff that cars shouldn't go through and couldn't do.
Okay.
They're like, oh, you know what? We're just jump cars through an airplane. They're like, no, you can't do that. And they're like, well, we're gonna do it, and no one's gonna complain.
Sounds like a work of art.
I've got a question for you.
Can I say one more thing? In my discussion of Fury 7, hopefully. Okay. Also, you leave the movie. Split between thinking that this is a perfect end to the series and wanting another movie.
Well, they are making another one, aren't they?
Well, they haven't confirmed it. They've done a soft confirm. You know, some people are saying that it's the last of the series, and if it were, it would be such a great way to go. Because it's got such a good end for all the characters. However, Kurt Russell plays a character in this movie who could potentially come back in the sequel. And Kurt Russell is amazing in this movie.
Kurt Russell's great in everything he does.
He, like, there's a scene where he's getting, they're in, like, a gunfight. Kurt Russell is on the good guy's side. They're in a gunfight. Kurt Russell turns around to Vin Diesel as someone's shooting at him, and he winks at Vin Diesel as he gets shot in the back. And then he turns around and starts shooting everyone. And you're like, oh, Kurt, didn't know you could do that. You could literally defy death.
Literally, because it was real.
Yeah. Wait, he's not on Death Proof.
In Fast and Furious 4, the girl who plays Letty dies. Fast and Furious 6, she's still alive.
Yeah, that's like the point of the fifth one, isn't it? No, like, it's like the end credits of the fifth one. Ava Mendez comes over with a file and says he's alive. It's like,
Ava
Mendez.
Yeah, and then he's like, you might want to look at this. Yeah, and Dwayne Johnson's like, he's like, is it about Toretto and his gang? No. Then I'm not interested. You may want to take a look at this. She opens up this folder, and it's just a picture of Michelle Rodriguez, and he's like, what does he say? He was like, well, son of a bitch.
I'm going to lay the smack it down, is what I thought you'd have to say. I thought that was
he Jason Statham, the opening scene of this movie is Jason Statham fighting The Rock. And Jason Statham, he beats up The Rock.
But okay, just pause for a second. Jason Statham, if you're listening, please stop everything.
Which is impossible. No offense to Jason Statham, but they are on different, they're way on different categories.
Have you ever seen Doom?
Okay, listen.
Yeah, because Carl Urban does beat The Rock in a fight.
Yeah, but That was the old Rock. This isn't like...
This isn't the new Rock, John.
Yeah.
That was the pebble. Now it's the boulder.
Right. He is a mountain. But, and then Dwayne Johnson throws the Rock bottom on Jason Statham through a table. It was like I was 13 years old again. I had like the weirdest Woody, like right in the middle of the theater. I shouldn't have been standing up in front of the movie screen. Right. Like putting it in kids' faces. I shouldn't have done that, but I didn't. I can't take it back.
And you may have gotten arrested, but that's besides the point.
They had to use two separate sets of handcuffs. One for my hands.
And you can and guess
one for my Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Aren't you glad you signed up for this, James?
All right, James, what's your question about Vin Diesel?
I can't think of anything anymore.
Okay.
I was going to say with Vin Diesel, where do you stand on him?
Like, I love Vin Diesel.
I know somebody whose main problem with him is that he's got two names that are both different liquids. And, you know, like, Van is wine, and Diesel, obviously, it's fuel. And I just remember thinking that was the worst excuse to not like an actor. But
no. Yeah. A good reason to not like Vin Diesel is, like, the guy seems like he's a genius, but also a complete idiot.
Well, he's in The Pacifier, so, like, I'm like, inclined to hold that against him.
Pacifier, Pacific Rim.
But, like, part of it is, like, he's so... You just, like, watch these movies and know that he has his hand all in these movies. Just the whole thing, Vin Diesel is like, this is what's going to happen. This is not a spoiler because you know nothing happens to Vin Diesel. And the past four films of the series, Vin Diesel has pretended, like, every 5, 6, and 7, Vin Diesel did the hero sacrifice, but comes back anyway.
Yeah, he does that.
And number 5, he's like, Brian, this was always the plan. And he goes back to kill the dude. And then, in number 6, he's stuck in the plane, but then he drives out. And then you're like, ah, he's gonna make it. And then the plane explodes. And you're like, Vin's dead. And then he like walks away from these flames. And I swear to God, the exact same scene happens in this one. The exact. It's like
I feel like that's enough now because everything you tell me, I'm just gonna I know about 5 things about this movie I did not know before talking to you.
You're spoiling it for him.
These are not spoilers.
I've got a question for you. Fast and Furious. Can you actually name the characters' full names? Obviously we all know Vin Diesel as Dom Toretto.
Yes, I can.
Okay, Jordana Brewster, what's her name, her character name?
What's Mia Toretto.
There we go. And then
Brian O'Connor, and it was Letty. It shows her real name, which is like Leticia or something in the movie. And I can't remember her last name. Actually, I do know her last name, but I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Fantastic. That's common sense, rather. Okay, what about Tyrese Gibson? And by the way, I just need to scroll.
Roman Pierce.
And Letitia Ortiz is Michelle Rodriguez.
And then there's Han Solo, but his name is spelled like SHEOL-OH.
Anyway, Gabe, how are you?
I don't think that happened. I don't know, because I'm not familiar with the Fast and Furious lore.
Okay, first of all, Gabe, you know what would be the best crossover movie? The amazing Fast and Furious Spider-Man.
No. I don't think we should go there.
Yes!
Dwayne
Johnson as Spider-Man?
Peter Parker was confirmed to be Spider-Man.
I know, it's kind of... I don't know how I feel. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, so here's the deal.
You mentioned you wanted it to be Miles Morales.
I really do want it to be Miles Morales, but if they're doing an actual teenager Spider-Man, that might be interesting. I'm really focusing on Deadpool right now.
Yeah.
I was back and forth on Ryan Reynolds for a long time, but it really seems like he's going to do a good Deadpool now.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing where they officially announced the movie was R-rated?
Yeah, I saw that. That's going to make it a lot more interesting, because that's kind of how the humor is in Deadpool anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's not PG-13. It might have to be NC-17.
I doubt that. They won't go... That's too much of a risk for a movie company.
I know, but if I were the head of a movie company, I would only make NC-17 movies.
And you would go bankrupt within a few years.
Nope, no, I wouldn't. I would buy the biggest IPs in the world and make them NC-17. Oh, you want a Care Bears movie? NC-17! Where Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays a Care Bear that rips off other Care Bears' actual heads, and there's actual blood, and then he fucks the holes in their necks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Top 10 reasons Dennis isn't a movie producer.
Would Dwayne Rowe Johnson have a Care Bear just be like a Care Bear with... would he have like a rock on him, or would he have the...
No, he would literally just be dressed the same, but he would...
He would be nude the entire film. And he would have a rock on Johnson.
I just thought he would be... completely normal, but he'd have a pink shirt on that says, "I'm a Care Bear." But I like Gabe's idea so much better.
His Care Bear snap would be amazing. I want to show if Vin Diesel is another Care Bear. We should take my dad's idea.
They're all nude.
We should make a film called Don't Care Bears and replace them all with people like Dwayne Rowe Johnson and Jason Statham, Chuck Norris, Vin Diesel. Oh.
You mean the Expendables? Yeah.
No. I'm saying.
The Spender Bears!
Oh my god!
The Spender Bears.
NC-17.
Right. For graphic gun nudity.
Or the Care Spendables. That's another one.
Nope. Mine was so much better. The Expender Bears. I would go to Expender Bears.
Listen, if you call them the Expender Bears, and then they don't actually dress like bears, and it's a bunch of muscly men who are naked with rock-hard penises, then it means bear in the gay term, as opposed to mammal.
Right. That's our audience. They all have to be hairy and nude and just...
I feel like it's a way to push the gay agenda.
We're only showing the movie in Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, and Canada.
Any movie theater on the banks of the Mississippi.
Oh yeah.
Because that'll go down really well.
We hold movie viewings in every church in America.
Every Mormon church.
Utah.
We sell the Mormons on the fact that the Osbournes, or the Osmonds, not the Osbournes, like the Osmonds did the soundtrack for the movie.
Just crazy horses playing on repeat.
Right. And then the opening scene is Dwayne Johnson violently killing Donny Osmond between his giant Samoan thighs.
You know, I've got
like a can opener.
I've got a coffee mug that's got Donny Osmond's face on it, so I don't want him to die in the movie. Donny Osmond's my homeboy. I mean, seriously, I really have this. I think it's a work sometimes. It's a coffee mug with Donny Osmond's face like this.
But if he did die, that coffee mug would be worth a lot more money.
I'd buy so many more if Donny Osmond wasn't around.
I want coffee mugs strictly with just my face all over them.
You can get those very easily made.
But then give them away as gifts.
That's the
biggest
Christmas present in the world. Happy holidays.
Okay, million-dollar idea. Little shot glasses shaped like coffee mugs with my face on them, and we'll call them mug shots.
Damn. That's genius.
Billion-dollar idea.
Okay, so now that I've died of absolute pain.
That is the best idea I think I've ever had. Who would not buy? Who would not buy a mug for their friends that were a shot glass with my face on it?
There's an even better version of that. If you go on eBay, right, and I don't know if it's still there, but if you put on eBay, O.J. Simpson mug, it comes up with a mug with his mug shot on it. Like, you can buy a mug and then there's O.J.
Simpson. Yeah, but it's not a shot glass. See, it's not a perfect scenario.
But it's still fantastic.
I'm have I ever told you about the... I've always kind of wanted a tattoo, but I've never decided on one because my problem is, like, everything I do has to be funny. It's a very strict rule. Like, have you guys seen my checks?
No. Oh, yeah, I did see that, actually. Yeah.
They just came. They say, I'd rather be with my grandkids. It has my name, and next to my name is a unicorn. And my name is in frilly writing. It's perfect.
It looks like your funeral home epitaph.
Anytime I give that check to someone, I'm going to start laughing because it's that funny to me.
Have you given it to anyone yet?
I have to give it to my landlord in like a week.
Okay, serious question.
Okay, but anyway, tattoo. No.
Just jim it. Give it.
Okay, so my problem with getting a tattoo is it has to be like funny. The first time someone sees the tattoo, no matter if it's now or 40 years from now, it has to be funny. And the only idea I have, and I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I'm really considering it. So it would be a postage stamp,
right,
with "Tramp" from Lady and the Tramp on the postage stamp, and it'd be right above my ass crack.
I think this is a great idea. I fully endorse it.
That would be my tramp stamp.
I like it.
Have you talked to your girlfriend about this?
Yeah, she said she would leave me, and I would, you know what I said to her?
Huh.
Everyone's laughter would console me.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, if everything you do has to be funny, then what does that say about things like your girlfriend?
Here's my plan with her. I've been with her for like, I guess, 3 or 4 years now. I'm waiting until she's like really, really, really falls in love with me. So it's probably like another 50-something years, something like that. And then she's going to be like, she's going to get some disease and she's going to be on her hospital deathbed. And I'm going to lean into her and I'm going to say, "It was all a goof." And then I'm going to leave her. And it's just going to be the biggest April Fool's joke
ever. It would be just Newt Gingrich.
It would be amazing. And I'm hoping that she would find the irony in it so funny that she would just be like, "You know what? I don't care if I wasted my whole life. That was a really good joke."
I imagine she would just be like, "Well, today, like every other day in my life, I'm thinking, God damn it, Dennis."
Yes. She literally says that all the time. I just get this look of, like, disapproving sadness. Like, as soon as my mouth opens up, she's like, it's either, like, "I can't believe you said that," or "Why would you say that?"
So I'm guessing she's not a fan of your comedy?
No, like... When we walk around places, I sing songs quietly to her about the people. I'll be like, "Black guy in a business suit, he's not going to rob you, but maybe he is." And she gets so mad at me because she's trying to act normal. And then she'll go to tell me to stop. And I do this thing that anytime we're in public and she makes a fast move, I flinch like she hits me all the time.
Yeah.
So she like, and I go,
"Oh, that poor girl."
I know.
Is she your girlfriend or like your social carer?
And then when we go out to dinner, I always, if we have a female waitress, I always order chicken breast, but I order it like, "I have the chicken breast, you hold the chicken, I'll hold the breast." God. Every single time! And I don't do it because I think it's funny. Like, it's funny the first time you do it and no one's heard it. And then, but you have to feel bad for that poor waitress who's just gonna be like, this is...
I feel bad. I feel bad because you go to the same restaurant every week and ask for the same waitress.
Right, can I have Shoshana again? But,
I love that. Yeah, he just goes to, like, a Denny's, so like, hi, it's Tammy Lynn here. I just really... I can't eat unless she's here. What do you mean, home? Where does she live?
We gotta go find her. We got some chicken breasts to hold.
can I take some chicken breasts, please? Why?
So, I only do it because it gets the... Every time, the reaction from my girlfriend gets worse and worse and worse.
Now, when
we're ordering, when the waitress comes to order, like, for us to take our order, she gets up and goes to the bathroom. Because she doesn't want me to be there when I say it. And I wait.
That's really
funny. I wait until she comes back. Right when she comes back, the waitress is walking away. And I was like, 1 second. Can I just modify that order? I'm truly the worst.
Why has she stood to be around you for this long?
I don't know. Her family are getting chickens. They have chicken. They like live on a farm. They're getting more chickens, and I'm getting to name them.
Oh my god.
So far, some of the names are like Chicky Minaj, Anne Hathaway, and Rudy Garland. And I'm thinking about Chicky. It's Cluck Yay Chicken Breast.
What about Cluck Norris? Like,
I thought about Cluck Norris, but no one liked it because it's a girl. The girls.
All right. Well then, screw them.
If they get a rooster, we're naming it Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
Of course you are. I wonder where this is going. I'm like, Dennis's girlfriend doesn't have a farm. This is all.
She does. I just posted a picture of me at her house like a week ago. Like. Hanging out with one of our llamas.
Now, Dennis, you originally wanted to get us on here to talk about the movies that you were on. You should tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Okay, so, I guess in August of 2014, yeah. I answered an ad on Facebook. I had just joined a page that posted about, like, people who worked in film, and someone was like, I need a assistant, like someone to help me with extras casting for a movie. And I replied to them like right away. Like I was like, I am so in. And they were like, okay, calm down. So we meet at a coffee shop, and she like gives me the whole spiel. And so like, tells me what the film is about, but not really. She doesn't really tell me what the film's about until after I agree to do it. So the first day, you know, she tells me where the office is, where we're gonna, cause like, about 2 weeks before the film actually started, we had a lot of pre-production stuff to do. And she's like, tells me the address. I'm like, I don't think I've ever been there. And she's like, yeah, just be careful. I was like, okay. And then I look it up, and it's like the sketchiest part of Philadelphia. And that's saying something because all of Philadelphia is sketchy. So that's like saying, oh, you know, this part you're going to get stabbed in, but this one you're going to get super stabbed. And you're like, what's super stabbed? And that's like where everyone in the neighborhood all comes out at once and just starts stabbing you. That was the area I was in. So when we get there, she tells me that what we're shooting is a Christian pro-life film. The story of the film is an Iraqi war veteran moves to North Philadelphia and starts helping out a church and starts a youth program, and right across the street is an abortion clinic.
Sounds like a great plot.
So we shot at a church. And the thing that was right across the street was a daycare, and the daycare agreed, like, I think we paid them a little bit of money. They agreed to let us put, like, an abortion clinic sign over their daycare sign. So, like, it was, like, super funny to see, like, an abortion clinic sign, and then, like, someone walking in there with a kid, and then they walk out without one. You're like, it wasn't at a wedding! But it was, like, also funny because, like, some people who didn't know, who didn't go to that abortion, you know, the daycare or whatever, would just walk by and it's like, about time this neighborhood needed one of those. And you were like, I don't think you can say that they just need to kill babies in this area. Like, that's what you're saying is, I condone baby killing in this area specifically.
Yeah, well, they're not babies yet.
No, they're talking about, like, someone taking his 5-year-old in there and then just slaughtering
him. Oh, okay, that's what, yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, and you're a baby to me until you're, like, 11. Before 11, you're a baby. You could have a deep voice and a full mustache, but sorry, if you're under 11, you're a baby. So, anyway, I did, like, the extra stuff, and we had to shoot at all these different areas. We shot at a soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And some of the extras we had were, like, actual homeless people who visited the soup kitchen. Yeah. And I had to bring them in. And inside the soup kitchen, there was a list of people who weren't allowed. And it was just like, Paul for 2 weeks for stealing bread. Frankie for 1 week because he's rude to everyone else. And then right under Frankie was Crazy Steve. Indefinitely. He was banned for a soup kitchen for, could be forever, and his name is Crazy Steve. And we met...
They documented it as Crazy Steve.
Right, that's his name. Crazy Steve. So, I'm like pulling people into the soup kitchen and they're like, I'm just like, I need 5 more extras, and Crazy Steve shows up, and he's like, you ask him his name, and he tells you Crazy Steve. That's what he asked people to go by, and it's he's like, me. I'm like, no, sorry, Crazy Steve, we need a few more women for this scene, and his exact response to me was, what? I'll wear a dress, I'll wear a wig, I'll suck your dick. And I was like, no, Crazy Steve, it's okay. I really don't need any of those.
Yeah.
No, dude, I wouldn't try. This guy, there's a video of him, I'll send it to you later, where he's just completely nude, and he just jumps up on one of the buses that drives through that area and rides on, like, the windshield.
Why do you want to say that?
It's pretty amazing.
Like, skillfully, or... Like,
yes!
You mean he's got a massive... Do you mean he's got a massive...
Yeah, remember those things that you would get out of, like, a vending machine that worked 3 times before hair got all over them, where you could throw them onto, like, any glass or anything like that? And
Sticky hands.
He was like a human sticky hand.
That's quite cool.
Completely nude. And then we had,
We should get him for, the Expendables.
Right! Chuck Norris, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and Crazy Steve!
That'd be a great corn.
I think he's too busy, he's been booked for the Teletubbies reboot.
So
we can't have him.
One day when we were shooting, he saw where we were, like, outside, like, where our production van was. He laid down in the middle of the street with a sleeping bag. He took, like, is Ambien the sleeping pill? Is that, which one?
Sure.
I think it was Ambien's or something. He took, like, a whole bottle of sleeping pills.
Okay.
And he just slept right in the middle of the road for, like, 14 hours.
He's a character.
And we were, like, drinking beers that night. And we just had to, like, step over him. And we left beards all around him. So that when he woke up, he'd have to hit some. It was like one of those human sketches with, like, chalk, but instead of that, it was beer bottles. And then there was like one day where we had like 50 extras. Or no, sorry, like almost 100, I think. And some of them were like, half of the extras were like actual actors.
Yeah.
And the other half were just random people from the ghetto. And it was amazing to hear them like talking. They're like, oh, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I just got back from Maryland. I shot a few episodes of House of Cards. What do you do? Ah, oh, my boyfriend sells crack. Like, those are conversations that they had together. And like, the actors are looking at me like, save me. And the other people are like, when's food coming? Like, those were the two sides of it. And we had one extra who was, no joke, the tallest person I've ever met. Like, 6'9".
Yeah.
It was a African-American man in a dress.
Was it wearing
a wig. Went by the name Kimberly.
Okay.
And I had to take everyone's names down, so I was like, what's your name? And they were like, I'm Kimberly. And I was like, okay, Kimberly. So Kimberly had to leave early because Kimberly's probation officer needed to see Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
So Kimberly's sitting across from me, and I'm filling out the paperwork. We have to just do like NDAs and like just a few things and proof that we actually paid them.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there filling it out, and someone nudges me on the shoulder and like does like, you know, like the head movement down. I look down. We're both sitting in those foldable steel chairs. Kimberly's legs are completely spread apart, and there's just two massive black balls hanging out of a skirt, just resting on a folding chair like it was their home.
Yeah.
They were settled in for the evening. They were just like, Kimberly couldn't feel the coldness of the steel chairs.
Yeah.
It was insane, but also incredible, and I still have Kimberly's number.
Brilliant.
So you should hit them up sometime.
Kimberly's the type of person I would invite to other people's like weddings. And we had a girl who showed up to like a different church scene that we had, and she was super nice, and she was dumb. She was really dumb, but she was super nice, and you know, we were like, all right, bye, see you later, thank you so much for coming. And 2 days later, we were at a different location, and she was walking around with her pimp.
Oh my god.
You know, Dennis, when your girlfriend is like, when the plan is like nearly at the end, and your girlfriend's in hospital and she's ill, just before you say it was all a goof, say, I brought Kimberly.
Yeah, this is my real girlfriend. Kimberly.
I brought Kimberly. Kimberly completes me. But you know, we had a thing. And it was nice.
Right, right.
Our thing was okay too.
Right.
Yeah,
we
didn't
thing.
Love
oh,
you.
What, Boma? Oh, that sucks.
You will always have the kids and the cat and the dog and everything like that. It's all yours. Just, you know.
Kimberly has my heart.
Right. I don't even care about the kids. I don't remember their names.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I do fear for the day that I have kids because I know how much I like to mess with, like, my girlfriend and my family. Like, my mom will call me. She'll, like, call me, and I'll bring up a soundboard of police sirens and stuff. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing. And then I play the police siren. I'm like, oh, mom, I gotta go. And she's like, why? I'm like, I think a police was pulling me over. And she's like, why? I was like, I was speeding a little bit. She's like, okay, well, just, you know, see if you can't talk out of it. I'm like, oh, no. See, the problem is I have, like, a pound of weed in the back of my car. And I'll just, like,
I get the kids to eat it. Kids, eat this.
This totally happened. I was like, Mom, I don't know what to do. I'm not doing well here. This is when I first moved to Philly. And I was like, so I've just been selling some on the side, and the cops are pulling me over. So she's like, what? And I just hang up the phone, and I didn't call her for like 3 days.
Oh my god.
I had like...
You were the worst person.
It was awesome!
Do you really get a thrill out of just...
Yes.
Being a shitty person?
Yes. It's not a, I'm not a shitty, it's not being a shitty person, it's just I love messing with people.
It's all for the gig.
You're the only person, in the world I know, at least, who would have three kids with three different women and call them all Kanye.
I would absolutely do that. Wait, the women or the kids?
Both.
Absolutely. I purposely called my girlfriend the wrong name.
Was it Kanye?
No, she'll be like, she knows these friends of mine that she's jealous of for like no reason at all. So I'll just like, she'll just be like saying something. I'm like, I'll just like, I know Bridget, you're so funny. Her name's Melissa. I don't even try to make it sound close, like I accidentally messed up. Yeah. I make it sound like I purposely said someone else's name. And then I also, twice, I've done, like, the worst thing possible. Like, where me and a significant other were doing adult things.
No.
And they were like, I'm so close, I'm so close. And I lean into their ear, and I've whispered, can you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
That legitimately happened.
I swear to you. And the other thing was, it's all ogre now.
Oh my god, I need to do that.
It's amazing!
Dennis, have you ever done the Angry Rodeo to a girl?
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna,
You know what the Angry Rodeo is?
Is that the one where you're from behind and then you say something and you try to hold on?
You grab her boobs and say, oh, these are bigger than your sister's, and then try and hang on. You say something horrible. Gay, take.
What?
But yeah, but try and find something really horrible to say. And then that's the sort of thing that I expect you to do. We're like,
I haven't done that.
I love you, Bridget. And then just like try your best not to get killed.
I should do that. That sounds hilarious.
You just as you lean in, just say something like, "Oh, Kanye."
You know what I think would be really funny is like if I were from behind and then like right in the middle of it, I took out like a plate and then started like making a sandwich on her back.
No, don't even use the plate. Just let her know it's here.
Wouldn't that be so funny? Like, I don't know. I think it's getting to the point where it's starting to sound like degrading women, which is not okay.
Dennis, so, this isn't degrading women. This is degrading all of mankind for a gag. This is what you do every day.
Yes, but I want people to understand that I do it to everyone, but I do have very strong lines that I don't cross.
I don't know, I think we're all pretty much feminist here, to be completely honest. We're not talking about women, we're talking about, you know, Melissa, stroke Bridget, stroke Kanye, stroke whatever else.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you were gay, you would do it to dudes, too.
I would. I know that for a fact that I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that if I were gay, I would be, like, 100% all about the gay life. I would be in your face gay.
Mm-hmm.
Where I wouldn't have straight friends because they'd be like, oh, you seem nice. I'm like, I want to see your dick. Like, I know that's who I would be. I know without a doubt there's not a morsel in my body that would not just be like completely open about the whole thing. More feminine. I'd definitely be manly, but I would. I think I would be like a split between the both, and I would do things. I would be an otter, maybe.
An otter. Okay. So you'd lie on your back. You'd hold someone's hand so that you don't lose them while you're sleeping on the water. And then
an otter is
on your belly,
an otter is like a mix between an otter.
You make a sandwich on her back.
An otter is like a mix between a twink and a bear.
That's what you'd be. You'd be a twer, or a fink.
No, a twink is skinny and hairless, and a bear is heavy and hairy. I think if I were gay, I'd be skinny and hairy.
So you'd be a bink, then? That would be the thing.
No, it's called an otter!
No, it's not. It's called a thing.
Yes. But I would call myself a squirrel.
I get a feeling that it's...
Because I want those nuts!
Dennis, if you were gay, right, seriously, you would just go up to men and, you know, just be like, hey, how you doing? And you'd be like, hi, I want to smash your back doors in.
Oh, I would just go up to dudes and just fill their package.
See, that's just overly friendly, is what that is.
Right, I would, like, when someone went to shake my hand, I would just, like, grab their dick and jiggle it.
You'd be the best friend.
I know, I would, like, wait in the bathroom stall and just, like, at the urinals and be like, need help? Like, that's how I would be. I don't think I'd feel any shame in it.
Yeah. No need.
I'm just saying, like, if I were gay, I would try to make these, like, people who are really bigoted, where they're like, I don't mind if you do that, but do it in your own house or whatever. I would try to make them as uncomfortable as possible. And I have to admit that for a long time, not a long time.
Maybe they're the people anyway.
Not like ages, but, you know, when I was, like, up until, like, 17, 18 years old, I had never had a problem with gay people, but I still feel ashamed of the fact that, like, in a movie, if, like, two guys would make out or something, I'd be like, ew! Like, I don't know why it's felt the need to do that. And, like, especially if I'm watching a movie by myself, no one's judging me!
Yeah.
It's PDA, Dennis, like, you know, public displays of affection. In movies, when I see, like, you know, a kiss of any kind, for the most part, I'm like, that's awkward. Just, yeah, if I'm walking down the street,
no,
and it's like,
I'm all for it.
Friendly, like, cooling each other, I'm like, just, you know, back off.
It's awkward no matter who it is.
No, dude, if I see, like, a couple, I've done it. If I seen a couple who are, like, holding each other, you know, like, especially in high school, I was really bad, you know, like, the emo couples would just, like, sit with each other and, like, nestle together, and they would just sit there during, like, the whole lunch period. I would sit right behind them and breathe out of my mouth as heavy as possible. And then when they start to get up, they'd be like, no, don't stop! And, I think about that now and feel like, oh, God, I was such an asshole to those people. But, see, and that's, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when I do stuff like that to people, I only do that to people who I don't dislike. Like, if I dislike someone, I wouldn't do that to them, and I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Yeah.
Because it would be weird for me to do that to someone I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I hate that, you know, so many people get upset when I do it, because I'm just like, I thought it would be funny. And other people found it funny, and I know that you're the blunt, you know, you're the butt of this joke. But, you know, this is one joke, and then every other joke, someone else is the butt of it, so you can laugh at those.
Just tell them, if they got a problem being the butt of a joke, just say, people like butts, and then just walk off.
I love being I make a joke out of my or say stuff that I know that some people won't understand that I'm saying it on purpose.
Yeah,
that's probably funny.
You know, and then like they're just be like, oh, he must be an idiot or something like that. Not an idiot. I'm giving you an opportunity to laugh at me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Yeah.
So the reason I think it's okay for me to, like, make fun of other people and not making fun of, like, haha, he's weird, but just, like, I guess they're like, almost like social experiments.
Yeah.
I just like to see how people react.
Yeah, I like to do that too.
I'm, like, completely open socially. Like, as soon as I meet someone, I'm super comfortable. Gabe knows that. When I met him, he just brought a crew of randos.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let's just start yelling at them.
Every time I meet someone, like someone new, I experiment, like I socially experiment with people too to see how they react, and I always talk about my masturbation habits first.
Me too.
That's one of the so fun.
It's one of the first things I said to your parents.
To talk about it here in America. I don't know how it is in other places, but.
One of the first things I've ever said to Gabe's parents was about masturbation.
I tend to like go awkward in different ways. Like, you know, like, you know, with my friends, I just use little awkward phrases that don't really fit into the general conversation you have with your friends. Like, if you say, oh yeah, I'll meet you at a bar in like an hour, I'll go, great, how will I recognize you? and just look at them straight, and they'll be like, well, it'll be me. I'm not getting it. What do you mean it'll be you? Yeah, like, and then eventually they'll be like, well, I'll be wearing like a, you know, like a blue shirt and stuff, like, oh, okay, good. And that's it. Like, I'll act like that's normal.
I used to do a thing that I never know how the person reacted, but I always assume that reaction was amazing, because it'd be like on Facebook, and yeah. I would just change my relationship status and just choose a random person and add him to the relationship status. Just anybody. And I would just like I would just imagine what was going through their mind when it happened. It'd be like someone I hung out with the night before, I would just be in a relationship with. And just see, like, they never accepted.
Yeah.
Never. And I would, like, and then I would bring it up, and they'd be like, what? Like, they would, like, pretend like it didn't happen.
But they knew it happened.
Right. Because at that time, they were probably like, does he think we're dating? And then afterwards, when I'm like, did you get that joke where I said that we were in a relationship on Facebook last night? They're like, oh no, where did you do that at? Like,
on Twitter.
Right. You know, just on the wall in my room. I told my parents.
Yeah, I guess I did, like, do you ever do it with someone's parents? Like, Dennis McCarson's in a relationship with Art Carey. Like, have you ever done that? Just to see what reactions from everyone are like.
Janice Daly.
Yes.
We'll do it with someone who, like, doesn't understand Facebook that well, so they accept anyway. Like,
Oh my god, do you think I could convince your mom to be in a Facebook relationship with me? How do you think your sister would feel?
I think it's a good idea. I think she'd do it.
She'd be like, really, that guy, Mom? Out of everyone.
Literally. Rock hard Carson.
I honestly, I've had... Then this is not a brag. I've had about like 3 or 4 relationships in my time. Yeah. And of those, actually it's closer to maybe like 5 or 6, but I digress.
3 or 4,
out of every single one of them, I do not understand how I convince someone to be like, yeah, I'll see what's going to happen. Because every single time I'll be like, hey, do you want to go out? And they're like, sure. They don't even say yes. They say sure, like, I guess.
They say sure in the same way that you're like, hey, do you want to help me clean up this 4-day-old mayonnaise spillage?
Right.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure, I guess. Every single time, and it would be like, every single time it was like a different type of girl. And I haven't figured out what it is yet. Because I've asked out a lot more girls that have said no. So I have yet to figure out why the ones that said yes said yes.
Just don't question it.
And then I ask them after the relationship is over, and they never give me a clear answer. I think they're playing a social experiment on me. Like, how long can I... I think there's a billionaire benefactor out there who has a bounty for the person who can stay with me the longest.
Okay, so let's put it this way. You are socially awkward, and... you have delusions of grandeur, aka paranoia. So when was the last time you had yourself checked for any, like, mental differences?
No, there's no doubt in my mind that there is something mentally wrong with
he's
me.
Are you a mental? are you a full-blown mental?
I don't want to go to a therapist because I don't want to hear what they're going to say about me.
Dennis the Mentalist McCarson.
I'm terrified of them being like... them being like, yeah, there's something wrong. because then what do? There's not, because like most of the time they're like, I can put you on this medicine, but you'll be completely different. And like, I don't want to be different. And then they'd be like,
Dennis.
Well,
we should start wrapping this up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just don't stop talking, so I was going to wait for you to stop talking at some point, but that never happens.
I'm sorry. I just have, like, a million things going on in my mind.
I know, always.
45 different voices, all telling him that Kanye is the Lord.
No. I do think, we're ended on this, I've taken multiple tests. The most likely problem with me is I have, like, a dissociative disorder.
Yeah.
Where I can't figure out when I should do something and when I shouldn't, because my mind is always like, yeah, just do it.
What about you, Gabe? What's your problem being a comedian? What's your mental problem? To wrap things up, we'll do all our mental problems.
Severe depression.
Ooh.
Severe depression.
That's sad man.
That's really funny. Because being depressed isn't an illness, apparently. So, haha. That's what I get told.
Yeah.
That's what I get told in the media. Depression. Oh, it's just having a bad day.
Right.
That's what they say over here.
Tell that to my poetry journal.
I know. I actually hate that. You know, I hate, like, when someone has depression and someone just says something like, oh, yeah, well, you know, like, I'm having a bad time, too. It's like, that's not what that is.
Right. No. Right. It's a very different thing. Right. It's like saying, oh, my arm just fell off because I think I'm a leper. And they're like, yeah, I'm having a bad day, too. No one empathizes with me because they think
I'm just sad. But it's all the time.
Seriously, Gabe, if someone says to you, like, oh, like, and when you're depressed, they say, yeah, well, you know, I mean, we all get a little bit down. Like, my immediate reaction is always like, okay, but the difference is, like, I just can't help the way I feel. Like, every now and then I feel down, blah, blah, blah. That's what I would say. To which they would be like, you know, yeah, well, I get that. Like, no.
You don't, because I'm like that all the time.
You just lost, like, a gym battle on Pokemon, and you're thinking, how have I managed to do that?
You know that,
and there's no reason for mine.
Easiest way to diagnose someone with depression?
How?
Ask them for their Tumblr.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
I don't have a Tumblr.
You're not depressed, Gabe. You haven't hit your lowest point until you're begging random people on the internet to read your thoughts.
All of my thoughts are private.
Get a Tumblr. Make a Tumblr. Yeah. Add Dennis. He's called Aimless Sidekick. And then add me.
No, that's my photo blog. My real one is G Fast G Furious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. G Fast G Furious. And then I'm called So Far From Your Weapon.
Okay, I'll get a Tumblr.
Make a Tumblr, and then link you to Twitter, and you have to go on Twitter ever again. Brilliant.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what you should do.
All right. To end it up.
Like Twitter though.
But... End it up, James. What is your mental disorder?
I'm attracted to small Jewish comedians with American accents who are cruel to my girlfriend.
Hey.
That seems like an advantage.
Yeah.
Hey.
Check your privilege.
You have a lot of options in New York and LA.
Apparently I have high anxiety. But the problem is about anxiety is whenever you want to go along to get checked if you have it, you get really anxious about the idea that you might have it and therefore defeats the purpose.
Is it a mental disorder to just not care?
That's probably one, yeah, it's called apathy, and it can be like apathy can like border on being psychotic, can't it? Like, it can be psychopathic, but it can be like psychopathically apathetic. So like, to this point where you can't associate feelings with absolutely anything, and so you fail to human, because you just don't get it.
Right.
So that can happen.
I don't think
you have that problem, Dennis. You care way too much about really stupid shit.
Dennis is the kind of person who, like, will only buy a carrot if he thinks that, you know, like, someone like Busta Rhymes, someone would actually enjoy that carrot. Otherwise, he's not interested in it.
I do everything. My desktop picture right now is the picture of the Furious 7 picture I made.
That's great. With all Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And one Kanye West.
Is it all Kanye West? I thought you did...
No, it's all Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but one Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
And I did that solely for the fact of hoping that someone came into my room and saw my desktop. That's my problem, is everything I do is 100% like, this will make someone laugh.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good way to be.
No, it's not.
As a comedian.
Right, but I've decided to become a preacher, so...
So, your life sucks.
All right, anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Yep. It's going to be have a nice little bow on it. Once again, I have been Dennis McCarson at Dennis McCarson on Twitter. You can send all your hate mail there.
Yep. I'm Gabe Carey at The Gabe Carey.
And I'm James Daly at Your Daily Dosage.
And yeah,
send James your penis size on Twitter.
And then
send me a random number to guess what mine is.
Send send Gabe just pictures of depressed people eating salad.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back. I guess we're doing this every other week.
Yep. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Our
See
next
topic. Bitches later.
Our next topic will be depression.
Okay.
Well, that'll be a light one.